We, as Turtle Island originals, follow creation and the directly observable happenings of all our relatives. True relativity in the knowing. We do not buy into abstractions of a future promise for a do-over and pain-free bliss through admission of sin and repentance in another dimension labeled heaven. The inherent authority granted to each incarnation on earth as a haven was intentionally distorted into incarceration, where the warden is a personified god in the image of man unkind, a male who dominates all lower species as so judged. This level of ignorant hubris from the Roman Church disgusts us, those who held on to the original understanding. The missionaries added awe to our natural awe of creation, giving us their perverted version of their god and labeled him Creator. They made a single entity personified as him, the judge and jury over all of creation. Unfortunately, we had to embrace this utterance through absolutely brutal tactics of extermination and assimilation. But deep within, we still remember our original way of existing. We reject those imposed, abstract, judgmental laws in favor of innocent awe for the collectively all-powerful, everywhere representing, all-knowing in the now, all-aware, and thus all-loving creation. Everything you witness directly carries source-creating energy and is what you label as the Creator. But when we originals utter the word Creator, we mean literally every entity. Humans, plant beings, rock beings, water, stars, everything in creation. And this relativity is the Creator, the loving, co-creating energy. What label you use matters, primarily to help you remember that all is one in a loving, shared reality of non-judgment. Quite different from how the missionaries repurposed this word's meaning and made us say it in the context of justifying their brutality to us during their conquest of our homelands, and doing so on behalf of their version of an unloving, dominating, absolutely brutal Creator, which demands that you love and obey him. Sorry, but that's obviously flawed logic for people who so clearly are obsessed with rational thinking and analysis of life's mechanical, non-feeling processes. You cannot love and respect any aspect of life which you fear, especially one that promises you eternal suffering and agony. The grotesque level of hubris from missionaries has stripped the innocence and humility required to observe what is happening in shared reality, and thus the response ability to willingly adapt out of the most sincere love for existing and knowing with and through all our relatives. Gedinde Windemann, all is one relationship. What missionaries did to our peoples, by distortion of our beautiful language and unifying culture, was disgusting. We are reclaiming our languages, our original understanding and cultures, as community. Watch us return. And be grateful that we're here to help you as well.